It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's Monday, which means we have to talk Oscars with Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy.
So I was watching that show last night with our tour manager, and we both agreed that you would make a better Oscars host.
Oh, the Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, just, he seems angry and tired.
Yes.
Not particularly funny.
You know, it's a tough thing to watch. What's actually going on, to be clear, is he's also paying protection money to the outrage mob, in the sense that he did a lot of things in the beginnings of his career that would get him canceled in a second. He wore a lot of blackface. He was the face of the Man Show, which was a good show, and he shouldn't apologize.
It was actually funny. Yes, no one should apologize.
No, it was absurdist humor. Girls on trampolines, we like watching it. There's clearly a market for it. Has anyone ever been to the break room at Fox? I'm kidding. I kid. You can't fire me. I quit.
They took the trampoline out in 2016.
But anyway, so Kimmel is really hard to watch because it's that Stephen Colbert mentality in that, okay, they are very much activists masquerading as comedians. But the thing you hear me say a lot, okay, is I try to tell this to anybody. True comedy can't have a political party because comedy is a party. And part of what makes a party good is unpredictability.
When did they lose sight of that?
You never know who's going to show up. Basically, when Trump came down the escalator. This is it in a nutshell, because Kimmel wasn't this political pre-Trump.
No.
Okay, this is so important. Jimmy Fallon was killing everyone in late night because he was an original, like a Dean Martin era late night host. He could juggle, he could dance, he could
and
lip sync.
And seemed to be having
variety,
a good time.
Egg tosses.
Yes.
Had Trump on, mussed his hair, and they were like, how dare you? And they claimed he had normalized Donald Trump. Understand, Donald Trump had hosted a primetime show on NBC for 15 years. So he wasn't exactly a fringe guy, okay? When you think of
his key card probably still works.
Yeah, when you think that's when MSNBC or NBC is like, he's literally Hitler. I'm like, you're paying Hitler royalties, mm-hmm. like to this day. But like when you think of the absurdity of Saturday Night Live crying after the Trump election, this is a man who hosted the show that year.
Mm-hmm.
So is it real? I mean, you know, it's performative hysteria in a lot of ways. And Kimmel became kind of a victim of that, because what happened was Fallon was winning late night by a lot. But when Trump came down the escalator, that finally gave Colbert a footing, because Colbert, who was successful as a character on Comedy Central,
was much funnier as a fake conservative.
Yes, was tanking as a real guy. What Trump's entry into politics gave him a lane to do was kind of go back to just being the character, meaning he wasn't parading as a fake conservative, but it was the same condescending snark that hit the same note over and over and over again. And because that became the rage in the Trump era, Kimmel kind of gravitated towards that and was nightly going back and forth with Trump, and it won him a great following in Hollywood. But understand where it leaves him as a comic is this. If your bent as a comedian is, I'm only going to make fun of this side of the room, look at it like you're writing a song. You've just committed to only playing half the notes. How good is the song going to be if you can't play half the notes
on
the
scale? It's going to be very incomplete.
It's not
and
a
not
good...
And not satisfying.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So even last night, he took a shot at Katie Britt, who delivered the rebuttal. And to be honest, I've seen better deliveries from a Domino's guy who got a DUI on the way to my house than Katie Britt.
I had an issue with everyone making her out to be a star because I didn't feel like she was a star.
No! What do you mean? I mean, she was a star if she had blue hair and she was filming that in a Subaru. She was a star for the wrong reason. I agreed with the substance of a lot of what she said, but she didn't deliver it well. So she deserved, I guess, a moment in pop culture to be acknowledged. But SNL and Kimmel did the same thing. They completely overlooked the fact that we were a day removed from a State of the Union where they almost killed the president. They shot him up with so much,
they
I don't know what.
So much.
They are so lucky he didn't die at that speech.
Yeah.
We've seen him in person. That was a man on something. That was a man on something.
I forgot.
One of my favorite moments in my life is I once came home thinking that I had fooled everyone in the room about my substantive intake. I was in 11th grade in high school. I walked in the door and I was like, hi! And my brother Mike goes, what are you on? And they'd never seen me on anything because I'd never been on anything. It was my first time, but my face was screaming with like, somebody did something to
Jimbo. You had large marge eyes.
Yeah, and I was Biden. It was amazing. And then should have been acknowledged that yes. This guy yelled at us for an hour
no,
and a half.
No, but instead, like, they're so dishonest. They're mm-hmm. like, Oh, yeah. It was forceful. Yep. It was angry, just as it should be. I mean, this is a man in his prime.
He had
droplets of youth yep. coming off of his forehead.
Yes. But then in like true Trumpian fashion, though, of course, Trump has the truth social about the Oscars and walk into what was a fair joke. He said it was past his jail time. Mm-hmm. Silly enough. You know it's going to work in the room. And it's pandering activism, but that's what he's become. So to the point you made to the tour manager, the fact that your eyes were open for any of this viewing, that's impressive. That's progress.
I blame the time change. I mean, they started an hour earlier, which was great. They started at 7, which was really 6.
Kennedy goes to the movies a lot, but you can't talk to her about any of the films she's seen, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. And while you're down there, get her blouse. I kid. But I would be a better host than Jimmy Kimmel, but anyone would be at this point. Because yes. if you just showed up to be fun, that's how funny happens.
I know, but so Joel Coy and Jimmy Kimmel didn't do as badly as Joe Coy.
Yeah, no, Coy was terrible.
Wasn't good.
Mm-mm.
I mean, even the Golden Globes made me miss Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Yep.
But Jimmy Kimmel, you have to have a joy in it.
And there's no joy. What they were doing, and you could see the calculation in everything they did. They went out of their way about the strike to try to champion the little guy. They had their moments of inequality, but then in true Hollywood fashion, they all received a $225,000 swag bag, mm-hmm. which I want. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at them for getting it. Okay, that's where I think Hollywood is doing this wrong. They are the ones who get the $225,000 swag bag.
So it's interesting. You don't necessarily get a bag now. Now they have gifting suites.
Okay.
And I've been to a couple of these.
Ooh, I'm listening.
And it's fantastic. You get certificates for everything.
Okay.
Because they're banking on the fact that 80% of people will not make good on those certificates.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's like you get a certificate for a 3-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort. You get a light-up backboard that goes in your pool.
Oh, wow.
I got a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Is that true?
Yeah, I got, you know, 2 body glove wetsuits.
Is that true?
Yeah, just stuff like that, where if you actually uh-huh. cash in the coupons, mm-hmm. and a friend of mine who's an actor is like, I have a drawer full of those that I've never, ever used.
That's insane. All I got was an ankle bracelet for storming the Capitol. I got nothing else. No, I kid. But yeah, listen. This is the fool's errand of Hollywood, and I'm sure they're going to get sucked right back down this if somehow Trump wins the election, which is definitely not a sure bet. They are alienating such a huge percentage of their audience.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Michael Jordan said Republicans,
buy sneakers too?
Yeah. Hollywood really should look at it that way, if for no other reason than because if you genuinely wanted to help, common culture would go a long way towards repairing the divide in this country. That's why, if you hear me on the radio or TV or watch me do stand-up, and me and you are pretty upfront about this, we don't want to alienate liberals. We want them to hear us out, maybe laugh at our jokes.
But we make fun of everyone.
Of course, that's the whole point of comedy. So when Kimmel gets up there, and it's going to be a Trump bash and a Katie Britt bash, and you're playing to the politics of the room, by default, you're shrinking the size of the room. And that's where they would benefit. It would be funny to do this. You know how sometimes people do it'll be like a Twitter takeover, like a morning zoo show will be like, hey, Bunky the Clown Boy is running our Twitter account today for an hour. Tweet your tweets at Bunky. Okay. They should do that with the Oscars. They should just give us hey, it's a conservative Oscars. It's the Patriot Awards this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the Patriot Awards, that should be the Oscars because those are people who actually fulfilled those real life tasks. Like the Oscars, a guy is getting $30 million a year to pretend he saved the world or saved a life, mm-hmm. but he didn't. He's just a closeted gay man with an eating disorder. I mean, that's who 90% of these recipients are. I gotta be honest, man. Some of those fellas look a little too cute last night.
Yeah.
A lot of exposed chests.
They really did.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
And speaking of Ryan Gosling,
did you
like his song?
You know what's funny? What does it say about naked John Cena that Ryan Gosling might have stole the show, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, absolutely.
One quick Ryan Gosling story. All right. You guys will appreciate this. This is Insider Trading on the Kennedy Saves the World podcast. That's where you come to the show. Okay. My buddy, Dean Imperial, Okay, and I. And Dean is a writer, writes for Godfather or Harlem. That's a Forrest Whitaker show for people who don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dean and I were once filming a sketch. This is legit 2007, fall of 2007. And we were over by the Westway Diner on 9th Avenue. It was 3:30 in the morning. And Ryan Gosling was going home with a girl from a bar. And we deduced that it was his birthday. Someone on the street yelled happy birthday to him. They're wow. like, Ryan, happy birthday. And he like smiled and he was clearly taking home a birthday present.
Whoa.
Like a to me from me. And he is absolutely straight. I'm not outing him as that. I know.
He doesn't kiss like a gay guy.
We've all been there. The rent don't pay itself. But anyway, he was taking home a gal. That was a birthday present and not a nice one. I'm sure he kept, I hope he kept the gift receipt. But it was funny because like we had caught him getting dropped off in a cab and he was just doing one of these to the house and someone goes, happy
fantastic.
Birthday, Ryan! And he was like, and it was just a great human moment. So anyway, Oscars stick to doing what you do best, cocaine.
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
I mean, that was, that's like retro Ozempic.
Yeah. The original Ozempic, the OG. No, I love that. That's funny.
So, other than that, did you like the show? Did you care? Did you see Oppenheimer?
I watched a good.
Barbie was completely snubbed, which made me laugh.
I kind of got a kick out of that. They were smart to go back towards blockbusters, though, and make them like the prevalent point of the show.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Oppenheimer got a lot of love, winning as much as it did. But Barbie got a shout out in pretty much every segment.
Did you see how mad Robert Downey Jr. was when Jimmy Kimmel was talking about his past addiction issues? That is a very sensitive subject for him.
You could see this, but I will say this about him: his acceptance speech. He is probably the coolest guy in Hollywood from the standpoint of there is no character difference between the off-camera, on-camera guy.
Yes.
Meaning he's in that same frequency. And I really respect that because, you know, I'm like fascinated with people and I study them in process and stuff like that. He would strike me as a star in a room full of stars. Mm-hmm. If for no other reason that he's genuinely what he is.
Yes.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. And he's kind of smug, kind of arrogant, but he knows it and he doesn't care what you think about it.
You know who didn't see any of the movies, by the way? The Rock. So this is great. So The Rock. You know, everybody's boilerplate talking point is just like, well, you had Barbenheimer, you know what I mean? So it was great. So he was getting interviewed on the red carpet with another guy with his chest out, which is funny because Jenny was watching me watch the red carpet, Jenny Fallon. She goes, don't even think about it. Like, she's afraid I'm going to start dressing like that next. So anyway, it might have been RuPaul working the red carpet.
Uh-huh.
If I'm wrong, forgive me, but I didn't see the face. I just heard the vibe. And said to The Rock, like, and what are you most looking forward to tonight about the Oscars and the nominees? And was just like, well, you know, they had the Barbenheimer and, you know, plus you got to look at all the Barbie work. And he was clearly just trying to stretch
that's the
essay.
Thing he knew. That's
I'm like, so you've seen nothing. He was just trying
probably
to
probably didn't even see one of those.
He was trying to get another paragraph. No, he hadn't seen either. I do. The Rock, if you're watching, and I know you are, I am accusing you of not watching any of these movies.
Which is fine. I don't think anyone has to. I appreciated the sentiment, having all the former winners come out and praise the nominees. Like, that was nice because then everyone gets to hear something nice about them.
You know what else I thought was nice? They had a moment where they let, because we were doing all this thing about inequality. So they let a homeless woman dress up as Al Pacino and present an award. And they brought her out to the Godfather music and everything. I was like, oh, I know her from the One Train. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Does she still travel around with a blanket that smells like Tinkle?
A guy can dream.
Absolutely, you know, right. Thanks for the Oscar wrap-up, Jim.
It was great.
Have a phenomenal week. And, you know, I'm sorry that you didn't win, but...
Snubbed again!
I would really like to see you host that one year.
We're going to work it out.
All right.
Let's go.
I mean, if Joe Coy can do it.
Stop it. Well, that was the Globes, but you're right. They're going to run out of, you know, because they can only let you host so many times. Like, Billy Crystal eventually stopped hosting.
Yeah, because he knew, like, all my good work is behind me.
Yeah, no, it would be the best thing for them is to have me or, like, Ricky Gervais, someone who would read them their truth, because if they were able to laugh at themselves, like, the golden age of Hollywood was also when, like, Dean Martin roasts were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the richest
people
in the world.
We need to bring back. I know Comedy Central had roasts.
Not that way.
But then it got to be real C-list.
Yep. No, all right.
People got scared of it.
Kennedy, first you saved the world. Now we're going to save roasts.
We're going to save roasts. We're going to save ward shows.
I love this.
And we're going to save 49 cents per pound on ham, which is now on sale. I can't wait for it.
Way to manage expectations.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World. Ham is on me, along with Jimmy Fallon. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.